Okay, grab your phone, or if you have a calendar close by, you want to grab a calendar. But on your phone, go into the calendar that's on your phone, and you want to go to the month of September. So find September 21st on your calendar or on your phone. And you'll probably notice most calendars have this. There's a little holiday that's on there. And maybe you've never known what it meant. Maybe you totally know what it means. But I know for me, for many years, I had no idea what this meant on my calendar when it said Yom Kippur. Then I studied Hebrew, and now I finally get it. So I'm going to test Don and see if he knows what it means. All right, Don, what does the word Yom mean in Hebrew?
It means day.
Nice.
And thank you for pronouncing it correctly.
You're welcome. And then what about Kippur?
It's atonement, the word atonement.
And what root word does it come
It
from?
comes from kippur.
Nice. You got it right.
Thank
What
you.
does Kippur mean again?
To atone.
To atone. So on your calendar, Yom Kippur means Day of Atonement, and it is one of the most sacred, spiritual, high holy days for our Jewish brothers and sisters. And it's so important to know about because if you turn to the book of Leviticus, we're going to show you something very powerful. Welcome to Jesus Christ in Scripture, Finding Christ on Every Page. I'm Tammy Uzalak Hall, and this is my friend, Dr. Donald W. Perry. And this is for the Come Follow Me lesson for the week of Exodus chapters 35 through 40, and including the book of Leviticus. And this is part three of three. So in your scriptures, turn to Leviticus, specifically Leviticus 16, and get a highlighter. And what you want to do in this chapter is highlight every time you see the word atonement. And it happens quite often in this chapter. And so chapter 16 is teaching the Israelites something very important about this idea of atonement and the reason why they celebrate to this day Yom Kippur. So talk to us about Day of Atonement, specifically the foreshadowing of
Love
the
to.
atonement.
So this is the scapegoat. The idea of a scapegoat, we still use that idea in our culture.
The term
It
comes from the Bible.
term comes from Leviticus 16.
Yeah, it's so cool.
The Day of Atonement was held the 10th day of the 7th month of the year. It was an exceptionally sacred ancient Israelite festival. And I've lived in Israel, as I've said before, three times, and I've been back, and I've been there for the week and the day of the Day of Atonement. Oh, it is so sacred to the communities there and sacred to me also. The high priest made atonement for the tabernacle, the building, the altar, and for the priest and for the people. Why make an atonement for the tabernacle and the altar? What if something profane came into the tabernacle accidentally or something? Maybe an animal that's unclean came in or something, and it's a way to cleanse the tabernacle and cleanse the altar, and then the priests and the people. And this shall be an everlasting statute unto you to make an atonement for the children of Israel for all their sins once a year.
And the thing that I love about this celebration and this sacred day is very family oriented. Families gather together for this event. They come having fasted for 25 hours. After this celebration of Yom Kippur, then they have 10 days to get ready to build a Sukkot or a sukkah, which is a tent, and they're going to be together in the tent and they're going to eat together for days. Like it's a big deal. I'm jealous. I would love to have
It's
been there. I've
huge.
only been to Israel at the very end of the sukkah or Sukkot,
All
but I
right.
got to see all the neat tents that people would build out on their balconies. Like I loved seeing it. It's very cool.
One year we received permission to build a sukkah at BYU.
Oh,
And
wow.
then our Hebrew students would teach other members of the student body who went by, "What's this about? What's this?" And so they could teach them of these holy days. Here are some of the rituals: the sacrifice of a bull without blemish, a goat, sprinkling blood on the altar, the confession of sins on the head of the second goat, the scapegoat, by the laying on of hands, the high priest entering the Holy of Holies, and the sole purpose of these perfect symbols was to point to Christ's infinite atonement.
In the Promised Messiah, there's a great quote about this. Under the heading, The Day of Atonement, a Type of Christ, Elder Bruce R. McConkie wrote, "Now we come to the heart and core and center of the whole Mosaic structure, namely the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is what the law of Moses is all about. The chief symbolisms, the most perfect similitudes, the types and shadows without peer, were displayed before all the people once a year on the Day of Atonement."
Special holy day. So let's look at some parallels.
Okay.
Not all the parallels, but a handful so everyone can kind of see them. Atonement was made for all Israelites.
And Jesus Christ worked the atonement for all.
The high priest officiated on the Day of Atonement.
And as the high priest of good things to come, Jesus provides the infinite atonement.
The high priest wore holy white linen vestments.
The clean and white linen represents the righteousness of the saints. Their garments are made white through Jesus' atoning blood.
The high priest sacrificed animals to make atonement for Israel's uncleanness and sins.
Mm-hmm. And Jesus offered himself as a sacrifice for the sins of the world. His sacrifice was neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood.
No one accompanied the high priest to the Holy of Holies, where he made an atonement for the people.
Jesus trod the winepress alone when he atoned for our sins.
The high priest represented Israel before God.
Christ, the high priest, represents us before God. I would recommend everyone taking the time to learn about the Day of Atonement and to understand more about it. Here's my favorite thing about this entire celebration, is when I connect it back to me. How thankful I am that there's more than just one day for me to have a Day of Atonement. That every Sunday I can come to the Lord every Sunday. And the other thing, I don't have to have a high priest do it for me.
Yes.
That's what's amazing. It was the only day of the year that the high priest entered the Holy of Holies, as you have taught us, to then, on behalf of the people, okay, rid them of their sins. I get to do that every Sunday when I sit down and take the sacrament. When I sit in that space that is sacred, that time that is sacred. I had a friend one time who said her favorite part of church is from the moment the sacrament hymn is sung until the last young man has sat down from giving the bread from giving the water, because she says, that's my time. That's why I'm here. And she just sits, she listens, she prays. And I've really tried to take that 15 minute time or 20, whatever it is, to just really focus on Jesus Christ and on what he has done for me. That is my Day of Atonement every Sunday. So I'm thankful for you showing us this and for going through. Have fun studying Leviticus this week, because it is a great book to study. Shalom and goodbye.